Ongoing tribal and ethnic violence is threatening to ruin southern Sudan's bid to become the world's newest country even before their vote for independence takes effect in July. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, Sister Philomena Anissa, serves as a midwife and a counselor at Mary Immaculate Hospital in Mapordit in southern Sudan, one of the areas most affected by the ongoing violence. She says people want to see peace reestablished.
People would love to go back to normal life and have peace established there. But if there's no one there to like for them to see that they are safe, it will take a long time to go back because they fear, a lot of fear is there. During the day, the people would like to go out to their homes, but we hear that the soldiers cannot extend 500 meters away from Mapordit mission. And so they're more or less protecting the mission, but the people cannot go beyond them to their homes. So like the cultivation at the moment is delayed because they fear to go out there, that they might meet the Jew, the other tribe in their places. There are some homes that have been burnt with grains inside. So we are looking at hunger. People are hungry, and most of their houses were locked when they ran into the mission for safety, have been opened and looted.